Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers,
bring it, duggers, where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bring it, duggers, where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just run the ride. The world's just like in their arms for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see this girl's on throwing pistols. Horror is losing it, I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's warm, it's off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing up and dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked, raising no protection, how the fuck? We be living here at top of the league, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know this my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Turn to the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hatin' bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bring it, dogs, where I'm going, spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bring it, dogs, where I'm going, spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in statistic, motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, those good motherfuckers. Welcome to Jungle the Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gil G, will be joining us very shortly.
When? I don't know, but, hey. But anyways, we got, of course, Omega up in the room. What's going on, homie? My boy Angel Wolf again should be joining us very soon. Knowing him, he's probably stubbing his face real quick. But I said we get right down to that nitty gritty with shit. Yo, here we go. This is Omega of Oakland County featuring Jelly Roll, Masters of the Universe.
Turn your speakers up, motherfuckers. It's Slain, and we got Oakland County. A couple of UGH veterans with a song called Masters of the Universe featuring Jelly Roll.
The masters of the universe. It's like a curse, we be putting in work. On the edge of going berserk. We more than flirt with greatness. It's just shake the haters. Contemplating doing a homicide in the basement. As we gaze in amazement at all the stars from the spaceship. And we patiently waiting to take over the fucking nation. From the present to ancient, we writing letters to sacred. It's that mystic lyricism we're giving. You gotta take it. Never faking or faking. You think we are, you're mistaken.
For sure.
You just have to bring the fire. Fry your ass like some bacon. Just like a battle with Satan, you cannot win when you facing three of the superpowers of the underground, so quit hating. Your bitch is masturbating. 20 years on record playing, never delaying. Just checking off that pussy, then spraying.
Check that pussy.
Like that mental telepathy taking over the industry. The masters of the universe, be smashing your jealousy.
Master of the universe, master of the universe, master of the universe, 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 master of the universe, master of the universe, master of the universe. Universe, master of the 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 universe, master of
making them bang. Some of the crazy crackers, some of them crunching. Fuck with us, get my case in just the slightest little cut, and you will find out that your grave is already dug. Masters of the universe, you can just call us human thugs. Everywhere we go, aliens showing crackers love. Telepathic, we attacking from above. Now we flying, going back to the constellation of Orion. Switching up the time continuum, now look at us. Our people is just what we have become. Faster than the speed of light, hit wars, we flipping these fucking bitches numb. Dumbity dumb, you fucking bum with jelly on the track. We doing nothing but stacking them buns. And the industry revolves around us, cause we're hotter than the blazing sun. We be soaring through the sky like Deuce and Maverick. Yeah, we're fucking top gun.
Master of the universe. Master of the universe. Master of the universe. 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 Master of the universe. Master of the universe. Master of the universe. 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 Master of the universe. Master of the universe. Master of the universe. 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 Master of the universe. Master of the universe. Master of the universe. Universe, 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 universe. I be back to moving perk. If this music doesn't work, then fucking put me in the dirt. Hustling hard, man, I've been hustling hard. And all I got from the game was just a couple of cars. I'm trying to change my life right now. I guess I gotta go and pipe down right now. Bite down, motherfucker, wanna dick for any haters talking shit. Any fucker talking slick, tell them they can eat this dick. Put me in a pickle, here's the riddle. Someone asked just a little. Something at the end of a rainbow or just Skittles. Ha, totem pole, low, on the grass, healed now. What they know about if these haters can get healed now. Hey, what you feel now? Hey, what you do now? Move them in and move out. Welcome to the new south. Fucking with your bubble, been fucking with the trouble. Before the rap game, I was fucking with the bubble. I've been fucking with my struggle and fucking with my brother. Bubble, yeah, that's my brother's struggle. So free that motherfucker. Yeah, totem pole rolling, I'm on it. Man, I've been blowing and I ain't even knowing what they trying to do to me. Man, I did it musically, usually. I don't talk about this shit like who is it. I ain't got nothing to do with beat. When it coming to the beat, then I got a chopper and I'm shoot that bitch fluidly. Yeah, yeah, fluidly, fluidly. Roll.
And we are back. Definitely a dope track. And man, you know, and Jelly Roll is definitely one of the dopest artists out there. And like I said, man, definitely looking forward to the track that you got coming up with Ishan, man. It's gonna be that's definitely gonna be sick because I think it's been a while since Ishan, you know, had anything new out in a while. So it'd be definitely dope, you know, just, you know, to hear how much, you know, he's changed lyrically wise, if he has. But now I think it's time to go with my co-host, Ghetto G, even though he ain't here yet. This is The Last Laugh.
Music.com.
We coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh. I don't talk about money and drugs, so you won't play me. You know I be the shit, it's on your face like acne. I don't need no damn gimmick for that shock value. My parents produced the freshest white boy who wouldn't knew. My rhymes so ill, like I stay on sick leave. Guarding my own mind, make you believe. This ain't no come up, it's a breakthrough. Flow so cold, just like a dig loop. Bitches that suck, well that's untrue. Permanent this game, just like a tattoo. Kicking down doors like an OJ suit. My time to shine is well overdue. Don't wanna hear no more brainless rap. Yo, fuck now, like a kid on a priest left. Some label better sign me, I'm talking ASAP. These rappers out here can't rhyme, it's their handicap. Fighting for my city, you can call me Batman. The world's at war, Afghanistan. Popping off lyrics like a madman. Taking over the world, that's the game plan. Rapping be hot, like a frying pan. Up in here, doing the best that I can. Come and kick it with the dead man. Come and kick it with the dead man. Coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the selling things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh.
Day, I get hate to say my music's a mistake. That music's not my fate. I should quit and take the bait. Say I suck, but I'm original. You're analog, I'm digital. Say my flow is criminal, yet your flow's a mimical. Every individual trying to be so cynical, trying to make me miserable. You're not even in my visual. Hold me down, I'll keep on feeling. Never stop, I'll keep on running. Doors this dream and deal is nothing. Fuck you up, bitch, I'm not bluffing. Be 80 years old with a sick ass fucking flow. The oldest motherfucker being played on the radio. Get off of shows, I turn them down. As a collab, don't like the sound. Number one talent never found. Won't stop rapping, I'm in the ground. Want it, but you need it. I'm a sprinter, paraplegic. You're a dream, but I believe you. Personate that I be it. Every single line I write from now on is from the heart. I promise my day is still to come. This is just the start.
I'm coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh. We coming like a wrecking ball, but we ain't no Miley. Been banging out tracks for years, ain't no one signed me. Got the skill, got the talent, things ain't adding up right. Gonna take you on a wicked ride, you better hold tight. Hiding in the shadows too long, time to break free. Stay going hard, making sure the world's hearing me. Taking up the competition up in our path. We laughing like the Joker, cause we get the last laugh.
Now what the heck, I'll laugh anyway.
Alright, up next, time to go with an old fucking artist, you know, that used to put in back in the fucking day. Now, this dude was actually the one of the very first artists that actually get played up on JR, and was actually the first artist to ever have an interview up on here. This is my boy Agony, old ass track called Walk My Path.
Gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta walk my path, and if you're true, you'll last. words with the great heroin effort that occurs, though sooner I prefer. Gotta care about myself, gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta walk my path, and if you're true, you'll last, if you're true, you'll last. Gotta care about myself, gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta walk my path, and if you're true, you'll last, if you're true, you'll last. Gotta care about myself, gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta walk my path, and if you're true, you'll last, if you're true, you'll last. Gotta care about myself, gotta care about my health, gotta care about my wealth, gotta walk my path, and if you're true, you'll last, if you're true, you'll last.
Hi, y'all. Up next, this is Buzzkill and Malachi Macabre. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Kai. Buzzkill. Talk shit, get hit, try to find logic, your mouth, you better lock it, cause my heart's blacker than a goth kid's closet, I'm absent-minded, oops, I mean that I lost it, think of me killing you like a funeral deposit, put your hands up and reach for the soffits, like you're praying for the prophets, bring the beast to your heart like cardio hypertrophic, we the big league, yellow microscopic, so why don't you stop it, it bounce like hydraulics, the game's exaggerated like hyperbolic, scope you out long range, yeah, the sniper frolics, headshot, dump you in the sea, this Baltic. Lyrical venom explodes from my ball tips. Chop you up a Woodstock. Rest in peace, yeah, we lost it. Rest in peace, yeah, we lost it.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
If so, say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
If so, say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
I'm a heathen who's driven into tomorrow. I'm a demon who's feeding off your sorrow. You can't be dope if your shit's all borrowed. You claim to be hard, but your weight's too hollow. So go ahead, try and stop the elevation. The game will still get fucked. Force penetration. I never thought I'd become one of the illest. Now they all cry cause I raped and pillaged and burnt their village. Everything they built, all guilty blood, no innocent was spilled. Treason and mutiny, I was lost in a lunacy. At least they all died with a little sense of unity. Consider that one of my contributions to this rap game has been gagged by pollution. The shit I spit has been known to leave contusions. Fuck with kids' minds like real good hallucinogens. Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
You know I'm not a threat, your facts are imaginary. That gets you labeled as an adversary. No need for body bags, no need for cemeteries. Got a great imagination, I'm a visionary. So rest in pieces, meet with Jesus or any other deity you believe in. Attention leeches, pledge allegiance or play your cards and get charged with treason. Keep on speaking, catch up beating. Give me a reason to leave you leaking. Anger's heat and temper's peak. Violence is needed, blood I'm feeding. Looking for any excuse to put you in your place. Take any kind of blade and rearrange your face. One false word is all it really takes for me to make your neck start oozing tomato paste. Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Props to the people out there saying they need this. Props to the people out there calling us heathens. Got one question.
Do you believe in Jesus?
So say a prayer before you
rest in pieces.
Ah, yeah, here we go. An artist that's, you know, pretty well known. Most people have heard of him. Those who have not, he's actually really fucking dope. I never really heard of him until maybe about a year or two ago.
But here we go. This is Cannibal Carib with Fresh Meat.
Carib the Canadian cannibal, feared like an animal, crack your skull like a cantaloupe. Hear the sea scratching on my walls at night, to the burning flames of hail, my soul's in flight. Show up at your little brother's funeral service, for the simple fact of bloody taxidermist, cutting bloody holes in your neck, bitch, get the deck, want my respect. I'm the joker card in your family deck, dissecting to a bloody fucking wreck. Fuck Jeffrey Dahmer, bloody body bomber, killer clown and bomber, cut her up with the sawzall, I'm a star with the jaw, no, I'm a fucker pretty face up.
I only came here to eat your baby, can I take a bite of your flesh? You taste so very sweet to me, I'm gonna feed you to the nothing left. Fresh meat, fresh meat, I'm gonna eat it till there's nothing left. Fresh meat, fresh meat, I'm gonna bag a piece off your chest.
Stay the fuck up off the street so you'll hear the pitter patter of my feet. Pour some blood in a cup for when I wake the fuck up, cause I'm thirsty, I'm thirsty. I run up on you, turn your ass into unlucky bitch, dude. Finger fuck the neck bone from the severed head. Can't forgot to take his motherfucking meds. For 33 years I've been chased by the feds. Them dirty motherfuckers tried to kill me 25 times, but I got 62 personalities in my mind. I'm a one-a-thon on your farm behind. At a young age I crossed the insanity line. This murder one son, I ain't stopping till the voices in my head say that a motherfucker's done. So your ass better run, monster from beneath, claiming souls with my teeth, send a family in a grief, I'm the motherfucking body thief.
I only came here to eat your baby, can I take a bite of your flesh? You taste so very sweet to me, I'm gonna feed you to the nothing left. Fresh meat, fresh meat, I'm gonna eat it to the nothing left. Fresh meat, fresh meat, I'm gonna buy a piece.
Painted face beast from the motherfucking east, looking for a bloody beast, I'll never be deceased. Ball peen hammered to the side of the head, now you part the family of the dead. Your body lays limp and it's soaked in red. I'm a motherfucking freak, I wanna hear you shriek. Never ate in a week, stay the fuck up off the streets. Kept claiming your cadaver, make the blood splatter. Your skin is the batter, life never mattered. Patience growing thin, can't control the emotions from within. Clown pay my second skin, better run, better go. Knife to the face, yo, got you get so. Hypnotize you in my bow, stay where it might be bright, trust your bright. It's a cold dark night, stay the fuck up on the streets. Pitter patter on my motherfucking feet.
I only came here to eat your baby, can I take a bite of your flesh? You taste so very sweet to me, I'm gonna feed you to the nothing left. Fresh meat, fresh meat, I'm gonna eat it to the nothing left. Fresh meat, fresh meat, I'm gonna bite a piece off your chest.
Alright y'all, I should be going a little motherfucking LSP. Dark ass, dead and dying.
Yes, y'all the one they wanna see. Take away from everything you're dead and dying. Why are you still crying? You're the one we wanna see. Everything you mean to me, dead and dying. Why are you still crying?
Hey, I'ma break my fucking neck just so I can feel my end. I feel this awful pain and then I wait it out again. I have no friends, I know I never did. I do not give a shit about this life, I never win. You're left about your daily pain and everything you stress. It's hard living a life when you are constantly depressed. These infected wounds, these inflicted wounds. This is they come right at me and they hit me too soon. Do you understand? What takes to live amongst the damned? The ones that live on other ones that never had a plan. I am the one that sits alone at night, praying for better days. But I have the will to fight. I could be a better man, but sometimes I'm scared to try. Sometimes I think I'd rather die than be alive. I'm sorry that it came to this, I just wish I could exist, just wish I could exist.
Cause you're the one they wanna see. Take away from everything you're dealing.
Everything you mean to me, dead and dying.
where she was bleeding, man, it was so inviting. I had to show her that I love her, pull my knife through her, twisted it from side to side and watched her body slowly quiver. And I stabbed at her liver, I kissed her on the head. Should I dump her in the river or keep her under my bed? The last words she said, I swear they still haunt me, but that ain't stopping me from fucking keeping the body. I be asleep, it's like my person on my top seat, doing shit I see on TV just because I'm crazy. Why cut to her chest and I remove her body? Even though the stench is fine, I just cover it with lies. So I wrap her guts and ties and I quickly remove them. Make sure nobody gives a witness to my mayhem. It's sad that I'll never see my baby again. Oh well, I guess I'll see that bitch today. I go to hell.
Yes, you're the one they wanna see. Take away from everything you did and dying. Why are you still crying? You're the one we wanna see. Everything you mean to me, did and dying. Why are you still crying?
Alright, alright, let's see here. Yeah, man, when we were back on MySpace, we had, like, a lot more people. But then it seems like when we came to Facebook, because, you know, they got the whole like button thing to where people just like things and not actually, you know, show up and check it out. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, MySpace, you know, we promoted, you know, people had on Twitter, but come check us out, loved us. Then, yeah, I don't know what happened. Let's see here. You know what, I do have another Omega track up on the soundboard, so I said we go with that. Let me get up to it. Should be right about here. There we go, this is The Devil's Clutch featuring Mastermind and Schizo.
As I sit back and take a sip, I see that Oakland County is at it again with a motherfucking wicked ass track called The Devil's Clutch, featuring Mastermind of Nada and Schizo.
Cause the past is whack. I've had a hard life up to this point, and that's a fact. I can check the cracks and post up my stats. Just don't get hit with my baseball bat. A straight up cat and I've done some dirt. Sometimes I wanna leave this fucking rotten earth. But what my life is worth, I will recite this verse. I'm in the pitch black and I feel a sudden burst. It's like my date of birth or the date I'll return to the earth. Either way we all cursed. But what's worse, not fulfilling your dreams or a needle in the arm like a 10-year dope fiend. Know what I mean? Things ain't how they seem. So you're living your life and don't know what to believe. I ain't preaching, just teaching the planet. You can't squeeze blood off a rock cause I did it. And if you did it, you just won't admit it. Don't give the people the power to handle their own business. We all chickens waiting to be slaughtered. So may I please take a motherfucking order?
When it's on to the throne, then it won't be trust. Motherfuckers better ride with us.
Ride with us.
When it's on to the throne, then it won't be trust. Motherfuckers better ride with us.
Ride with us.
When it's on to the throne, then it won't be trust. Motherfuckers better ride with us.
Ride with us.
It's so in the world so big, you had a fuck. Tell me chickens in the devil's glut. And it's fake, you know it's
what can I do, you foe? Serving my dish of reality as usual. My name when I drive up.
Name Cracker B. I got a bunch of fucking crowds, so don't fuck with me. But you really want your hands severed laying in between your knees, yes. Hey, y'all see that? Black cat in my past, but I'm gonna kick him in the face, and that's the end of that. Clown, I'll put you right in your mouth, get down. And don't try to get up, go raggedy ass, bitch, big ol' punk. What you got to say? If I didn't know you better, I'd mistake you for a gay. Play around one day. You will have to see your head, can't escape your fate. Take not one I'm passing you by.
Well, it's on, and it's on, and it won't be trust. Motherfuckers better ride with us.
Ride with us.
Well, it's on, and it's on, and it won't be trust. Motherfuckers better ride with us.
Ride with us.
Well, it's on, and it's on, and it won't be trust. Motherfuckers better ride with us.
Ride with us.
It's so shit in the world, so forget how to fuck. Tell me chickens in the devil's gut, and it's taking over. Well, it's on, and it won't be trust. Motherfuckers better ride with us. In the world so big, you had a fuck. Tell me chickens in the devil's glut, and it's taking over. When it's on, then it's on, and the one that we trust better ride with us. We'll get soaked. In the world so big, you had a fuck. Tell me chickens in the devil's glut, and it's taking over.
Check out Omega at undergroundhustling.com/Omega. Get your motherfucking hustle on.
Martial law, when I start breaking verbal jaws, leave you laying in a heap, and all I hear is the applause from the crowd that is faceless and nameless. I destroy every beat, you can say I raped it, so call me Big Ben, but piss on what I'm claiming. Do you see that target on your head? Well, now I'm aiming.
I am tired of all you silly rappers talking your shit, knowing you ain't got an ass to fight to back it up with. So why you sucking dick and I am pumping out the hits that makes you De La Hoya? Then I guess I'm Mayweather, bitch, knocking dope tracks out up on a daily basis, feeling like Kevin Rudolph because I finally made it. Yeah, I'm fully focused, know my drive ain't faded, so please keep on hating, it's much appreciated.
Yo, I kick it underground like I was buried alive. I use this paper like a powder as I cut up these lines. Have more chicks in the day than you had in your life. Some more bricks in the day than ever packed in your pipe. Hatred as to all who the fuck would expect a pen. Knowing that my dues, so it's time I collect it. The verdict is perfect, connect is correct. You suspect or reject, you accept and neglect. You want radio friendly, putting Kanye West. He helped his mother die by buying her a fake chest. Now I'm tired of the same shit, so let's strike up a change. Let's attack this damn system, set the world into flames. You can play your team games on the same day, the same way. I'd rather get free from lame dames and blame fame. I can strike the main vein in the mainframe. They hope to maintain while they're screaming out, yeah. Mayday,
yeah,
mayday.
I'm gonna hit them with five generals. Mission in fact, chef and I'll grill them until these vegetables. Sick of me get bit by a pit, ripping his testicles. I keep six in the clip, tripping through Mexico. I gotta cop a couple quarts to that purple stuff. I'm Eddie Winslow on the mic, you just Urkel stuff. I'm the O'Doyle of the underground. Bully dudes after they get smashed on the track, I'm yelling wicked rules. Sticky moves, sick of you switching through different crews. Keep your shit in the same spot like what a toilet do. I'm warning you that I'm hungry and I smell bacon. Your delivery is fake, sound like Whitney Payton. All high pitched, squeaking and shit, he sound hurt. Somebody keep squeezing his clit, he just nerd. I'm about to be the biggest of pricks. I'ma air him out, Peter North flashing his dick, bitch. Yeah.
I'm astronomical, open your obstacles to the bigger picture. Born with a celestial spoon in my mouth, Little Dipper. I slit lyrics with scissors until I twitch and shiver. I spit sicker than a lightweight sipping liquor. And here's the kicker, nah, fuck it, I'll let it build. Seems like all of you focus on image, never credit skill. Sex sells, so thank God for an athletic build. We talking fat fucks, got the diabetic self-kill. I spit iller than insert overused line. You look like a prop they should've used on whose line. You the type of motherfucker who tries to find every clock and break it to avoid being two times. Carry the weight of the world single-handedly. I'm like a megalodon, y'all are some manatees. Damn it, he's so casually crashing the track verbally. I deserve to be like, damn, why ain't you heard of me? Hey.
I spit hot. I spit hotter than hot. I am hotter than not. Hit like flash water that got this fly. Got this high from poking that spot. I mean smoking that pot. Big Latin is spoken on spot. The nastiest, I'm blasphemous. The secret word beside my song. Quote the Necronomicon. Try and bring them demons on within a song. Conjure evil notes and sinister verses. Minister curses. I spit fire when I surface. The game won't be ready. Broke the levee with my heavy flow. I've been the no-name bitch with no game but my name you about to know. Molly gruesome and I aim steady to kill it. This body begs for you son, so get ready to fill it. Like MJ, I thrill them. Black Widow mates and kill them. A sick twisted villain, I kick puppies and children. Just kidding, time to pass the cipher like the peace pipe. Molly gruesome, shining bright. Hit the switch, bitch, I'm out like a light.
Yeah, I am not sincere. Finna hit him in the hip and make him hop in here. Trust no man, fuck your program. Package product of the game, speed it up, so I switch it back to slow jams. Unlike y'all, I ain't lying in this booth, only spitting what I know, man. I'm a monster of the night, howling funk. Clean sword swipe like a Shaolin monk. I'm a red hot drama on my sixth assignment. Pulling Steve out the asylum, get the weapons to fly him. Till my enemies offending me are written down the chemistry with no anesthetic. Let's protect them, intercept them, cause I'm killing the medic. Fuck the Geneva Convention, use the cross up on the helmets with the melanin sections. Chemicals upon the battlefield, spreading infections. Mission ripping up another one is for the collection.
Lucid. You can find me face fucking the first lady. I'll switch to the Nana, impregnate her saps to the womb and kill the baby. If she don't want it, force it in like keyholes. Don't ask, but now it's on Tekken Lee Joe. Sluts and bitches, there's a lot I do. Shit, even Jesus was fucking prostitutes. The difference between me and him stretches centuries. I'm kidnapping and forming a human centipede. Luke Volkian, blood rain, storm again. Kill 100 Christians and now I'm feeling so born again. Killing whores and tens in my morbid tent. Come through, bring forward your friends. Eat the meat off the core to the end. We'll clean it off, the meat's prepped and ready now. Sell it to vendors and they serve you with General Tao. So if you're thinking that telling me chill's a favor, I'll close the door to your death and then cut the line on the elevator.
Hey yo, word life, you know we on but never dug in it. But still we getting killed by these rack rappers who run with it. I'm the one to spit, leave you in your dungeon wit, in a dungeon list. So fuck frontin' son, cut the other wrist. Or run the risk to put your sons on disc and have them laced up, or your sons can hop off dick. Because it's really not a thing for a team to set up shop. But you living in a dream where fake thugs can make it pop. From the top to the bottom, the problem just never ceases. Cause all we do is glorify guns for stupid reasons. But not me, I'd rather get in your face and spit out hot 16s for your miniature taste. This is PhD, yeah my vision is great. But still I live it like I spit it, you got limited taste. And still giving out plaques to half-ass whack rappers. And you ain't no PhD, huh? The track master, like
Hot 57, the Underground Cypher, Volume 1, featuring artists such as Hatred, Fatal PhD, The Wicked One of Mission Effect, Molly Gruesome, Lucid, Mission 16, and Basic. Be on the lookout for Volume 2 dropping in March. Roll out!
And we are back, and we got 248. 248, what's good with us?
Hello?
Yo, what's good?
It's Omega of Oakland County up in this motherfucker, shit.
What's going on, homie?
Shit, it's kicking it, man. I just got kicked off your site, or I was fucking around doing some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck I was trying to sign back up, but I don't know. I'm a little bit crunk in this motherfucker right now. I just... checking out with you, homie, seeing what the fuck you got going on, and, yeah, saying what's up.
Oh, yeah, man, not much here. I mean, you know, doing the same thing we do every night, just, you know, bump tracks and, you know, try and get people up in here, but, like, I think what it is, you know, when, you know, between the transition of MySpace and Facebook, that's when we start losing our listeners, because, I mean, but Facebook, you know, people don't really click on the link and check the shit out, they just, you know, they see a link or a pic and they just like this shit, you know what I mean?
Right, I feel you, man. They be doing this shit to me and then they really need to check this shit out and see what the fuck I'm talking about or whoever, whatever, whoever's talking about it. They just, people just, I don't know, their attention span's fucked up nowadays, I guess, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, like, whereas, like, you know, back on MySpace, and, you know, they didn't have the like button, so which means, you know, people just had to, you know, click on the link and come check this out, you know?
Right. No, I respect what y'all doing and shit, and, you know, I appreciate y'all playing our shit. You know, we just trying to do our thing in the D, and, you know, we're fucking with cats, whatever, Esham, Mastermind, you know, I try fucking with Chupacabra, but that bitch on some other shit, so whatever, I think she just smoking Bobos or whatever the fuck. I ain't trying to put her out like that, but she was supposed to get on the track with me, but maybe she moved on to bigger and better things. But Doc Hollywood Hustle, Po Hussein, just all the Detroit people. I know y'all ain't from Detroit, but that's where I'm from, and I'm just trying to fuck with all the people that, and ICP, you know, ICP, Twisted and shit, trying to hook up with them and, you know, just make some things happen for underground motherfuckers, because that's where it starts, you know? You got to start from somewhere, shit.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely agree with you on that one. I mean, you know, it'd definitely be dope, you know, if you got ICP, but I think the way I'm looking at it right now with ICP is the fact, you know, the way, honestly, they've kind of gone soft a little bit. I mean, so, you know, I think, you know, like, with your style, it'd be, like, you know, you'd be more fit, you know, to work with Twisty, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. I got respect for all motherfuckers. You know, I don't like everything, you know, since I've been getting into music personally, kind of hard to pay attention to new shit that comes out. I mean, if I listen to something new, it's from an old artist. I don't listen to something from a new artist with some shit, because usually it's some bullshit, like on the radio personally. That's what I feel. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's on some bullshit, but I like that real grimy, real life type of shit, not something talking about something just trying to make some money. I mean, some of the best rappers in the game, my favorite, like Tupac or something like that. I know that's back in the day, but you know, people talking about something in their life and shit that they've been through that people can relate to, and, you know, I don't know. It's just some type of shit I like personally, but teach his own, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I agree, man. I mean, and, you know, now, this is just my opinion, where, you know, with, you know, the new Dark, like, you know, like, the new Lotus, for example, I mean, you know, if he's, like, you know, Twisted and Blaze put more work into it and more effort into it than, you know, ICP did, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, a lot of things now, since I've been in the game since 2006, and when I started, you know, it's all cool, you know, you're getting your name out there and shit, you rapping your friends and shit like it, but once you start getting serious, you start fucking with people, you know, like, we got a song with Selly Cell, old school Selly Cell, Schizo, Mars, Mastermind, Dice, which he fucked me over, fuck him, but anyways, formerly from Real Life Productions, used to fuck with Esham and shit. Most of these motherfuckers are broke. I mean, I'm serious. Motherfuckers come in your crib and shit, and they asking you for cigarettes and shit, and Dice's manager, I don't care. I'm going to put him on blast right now. I don't care if he hears the shit or not. Dice's manager is up in my house. Do you know who Dice is? Dice, the neighborhood shit talker. He's on Real Life Productions. He was on Real Life Productions, but whatever. His manager's up in there rolling cigarettes. I'm like, you want a real cigarette? Oh, no, you know. And they was just trying to get money out of me, trying to play me like I'm some kind of hoe. I got one song with him, but then after that, he still put it on his album, which I got the copyrights to it, and I should sue his ass, but whatever. It's a bunch of bullshit. Rap game is, I don't know, it ain't about the music no more. It's about money and people trying to fuck people over and all types of crazy shit. So.
Exactly, man, exactly. I mean, shit, you know, look at motherfuckers like Lil Wayne, you know, they don't care about the music. I mean, Wayne puts out bold, like, garbage shit. I mean, you know, people eat it up, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's just more of him, you know, trying to get that money than, you know, than actually, you know, focusing on the craft of, you know, of what he's doing, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. There's lyricists and there's, I don't know what you call Lil Wayne. Personally, I don't like Lil Wayne. There's a couple songs that I'll actually listen to, and it ain't no radio shit. It's some other, I mean, Lil Wayne been through some shit too. I mean, just like everybody else, but I'm not on that type of shit.
Exactly, yeah.
But,
all right.
What's up? You about to cut me off?
No. I was just saying, you know, I definitely agree with you, like, on that one, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I feel you. I thought you was like, all right, we about to go to commercial break.
Nah. I mean, at the most, you know, if we do a commercial break, you know, it's mainly tracks, you know what I mean?
Well, shit. I mean, if y'all play that Selly one, we got one with Esham. I'll be honest, his verse. See, I'm just mad at motherfuckers nowadays because people be putting out bullshit. We got this song with Esham, and I don't even care. Me and my homie killed Esham on our own track, and I ain't even, like, me and Mastermind is tight, but Esham on some other shit. And it's tight, but, you know, I expected more, personally. And you'll see, because I'm putting it out, I ain't just a motherfucker talking shit about people. Like, that's not even what it is, because I had Dice coming over my crib. I had all these people, you know. It's a little bit different when you actually get involved with people. Like, I used to grow up listening to these motherfuckers and shit, and it's like, I don't know, it's a little bit different. I never fucked with ICP or Twisted and shit. Twisted, I'd love to get on the track with them and, you know, tear it up, but... Sometimes the money ain't there, you know. It took a long time for ICP to start getting paid and shit, so.
That's true. I mean, but honestly, you know, there's times, you know, where I feel like, you know, if it's a collab and shit like that, you know, sometimes, you know, like, it shouldn't even be about the money. You know, I mean, like, you know, like, I think people, they always should come together for collabs purely for the love of the music and, you know, and knowing that, you know, the fans, you know, want to hear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it shouldn't be about the money when everybody gets involved in the beginning. It ain't about the money, but, like, you know, when you got bills and shit to pay, yeah, it starts to get about the money, but you still shouldn't change, you know, your message and the shit that you got to say because, you know, that's your whole thing. That's, like, why I'll just say, for example, Tupac, although he's dead, I'm not saying, oh, he's the greatest rapper or whatever, anybody's type of style, but he was true to his type of shit, you know, and it eventually became successful for him. I'm not saying it won't do that for everybody, but sometimes when people get the money, then all them people behind the scenes, they tell them they got to say this and that because sometimes the people, the masses, they want to hear some bullshit because everybody's like a fucking zombie nowadays. They just, whatever's hot, Justin Bieber, oh, yeah, da-da-da, this motherfucker, oh, he's hot, okay, listen to him, you know, so, I don't know. Just my
exactly. I mean, like that's, you know, like that seems to be a big thing for, you know, for the mainstream is, you know, to where, you know, which is, you know, I think that's the difference between, you know, the fans of the underground and the fans of the mainstream. You know, fans of the mainstream, you know, like you said, you know, they'll jump to whatever artist is hot nowadays, and completely push, you know, they completely push aside, you know, the ones, you know, that they still listen to in the beginning. Whereas the fans of the underground, you know, like we everybody, you know, we don't just jump from artist to artist and shit like that, you know.
Right. I'm a fan personally of real ass shit, like motherfuckers that been through some things and not like just, I don't know, man. I've met a lot of rappers that's like rappers in my own family, and it's just whatever, music, period. Don't even matter if it's rock and roll, any type of music, you know, some type of realist shit, that's the best shit to me personally. Not everybody makes it, even if it is real shit, but personally me, if anybody in this world listening, if they ain't listening, whatever, that's just something about me, real ass shit, and that's what I try to do in my rhymes. Like, any of my rhymes is something from the heart. It ain't me trying to be, oh, I got all this money, because I don't got all this money. I got money, but I got, you know, I just try to do my thing, and whatever. If I got a song about some gangster shit, then we're doing some gangster shit. Or I got a song about this. Like, I got a song 2012 with Mastermind. I thought something was going to happen with the world. You know, motherfuckers are going crazy, but they going crazy every day. So, I don't know. I just try to put it out and let the people feel it, the real people to recognize what's going on. Everybody else is puppets, so they can listen to whatever the fuck they want, but whatever.
Definitely agree.
All right, cool, man. Well, I'm about to cut out. Hopefully you enjoyed talking to me, and hopefully you enjoy the next couple joints we're about to put out, the Cook Up album we're about to put out, me and my homie Cracker B. That's the other part of Oakland County. We got the song with Esham. I wasn't trying to diss on people. I'm just being real because sometimes it just needs to be that way.
Yeah,
trying to get a song with Shoestring of Dayton Family. He fucked with ICP. That's cat's, you know, another Flint Town cat, Michigan. I'm a Michigan guy. And really, actually, I want to get some other shit with what the fuck is it? System of a Down, a singer, and get some other type of funky shit like that, some rock and roll type of shit. So,
hell yeah, man.
But all right, I'm about to get out here and smoke some weed and get my drink on and kick it. But just wanted to call in and say what's up and appreciate y'all having me on and playing my shit like that.
Hell yeah, man. And when you get a chance, man, if you can, man, send me that track with Selly Cell up on it.
It's on my page to be downloaded, but hit me with your email. I don't know if you're friends with me on Facebook. I know I follow you, Juggalo Rider Radio. I don't know if that's friends, but if you got an email, if you want to send it to me somehow, if I can do whatever, if I can put my email on here to give to you to or I don't know. I'm kind of buzzed right now, man. But, I mean, I'll send you all that Silly Cell track. You should be able to download it from www.com/ReverbNation/OmegaDSR. You should be able to download that joint.
I've seen like three tracks that are up for download. So Real, Hate What You Love, and Knock It Off. Those are the only tracks.
Yeah, but I let them off, a lot of them, to be downloaded just because, you know, sometimes I just got to get it out there. It's like all or nothing lately in my life. I just fuck it, put it out there. People, sometimes they don't want to pay for the shit. They just want to get the shit for free. And, you know, motherfuckers got to get paid. They put their heart and soul. Like me and my homeboy, Cracker B, we got $30,000 worth of fucking studio equipment. Like, motherfuckers, like, even sign motherfuckers with, like, all this shit. They don't even know how to work all that shit. Me and my dog, we make our own beats. We master our shit, and our shit is quality. It doesn't sound like it came from whatever. We put 100% in it. It's more than rapping. I would personally rather just rap on the mic and write fucking songs, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You got to be the whole team, but that's what we do in that Downstairs Records. We got a couple cats on her, you know, but... Well, hit me up.
Yeah, man, and I
crack up.
And I figured out why I couldn't download it, because it's like I was on the Oakland County page, not the Omega one.
Yeah, because we got there's Cracker B page, Oakland County page. My page, you should be able to download a bunch of them. That's the main.
Yeah,
that's
I found
my main page. Well, cool. Play that motherfucker. Hopefully you enjoy it. So he's still coming cool with it, and, you know, I don't know. I just try to fuck with people. Who would you like to see me fuck with? I mean, what's the type of, what's your type of guy that you would see us do a collab with? I don't know. We was thinking Opsin and T.I. I mean, that's the mainstream motherfuckers. I'm trying to get some popularity, too, so that's why I say T.I. But, I mean, I don't know. Twisted, yeah, that's a good one, but...
Actually, man, you know, I actually wouldn't mind hearing you work with my boy Ghetto G, man.
Well, hey, maybe we can make it happen. I mean, maybe if you can get on my Facebook page, give me your email, and we can send a beat, or if y'all got beats, then we can fuck around. I mean, shit, dude, we got dope shit. I'm serious. We ain't even put out half of our songs, man. I could fucking bust a rap on the fucking phone right now, the dope shit we got. I mean, just people don't understand. I mean, I live for this shit. I love it. And, you know, I'm a die trying, so that's just the way that it is, you know. I'd love to fuck with anybody. And, you know, I don't know. His style might be different than ours. I heard the one song a little bit more... horrorcore, but shit, I mean, I get down with whatever, so maybe somehow we gotta exchange emails, and, you know, I can send your boy a beat, or he can send me a beat, or whatever.
Hell yeah, man. And actually, I think another person I wouldn't mind hearing you work with, the lead vocalist from Five Finger Death Punch. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that band or not.
Yes, I am. Fuck yeah, that would be right on point. Yes.
Hell yeah, man.
Five Finger Death Punch. Hell yeah. I like to do all types of things, and yeah. So, if you can remember this, or if you got a pen and pencil, you got a pen and pencil with you? Can you?
I do not.
No. Well, can you get me your boy? Do you know your boy's email so I can email him? Or you want to do this over the thing?
Well, actually, what I just did was, you know, because me and you are friends already, and I actually did a friend suggestion, and I actually suggested him as a friend to you.
Say what? I didn't hear that. You friended me?
Yeah. I do have you as a friend, and what I did was I sent you a friend suggestion for Ghetto G.
All right, well, man, I got so many friends on Facebook, and sometimes I got so much shit going on, man. My brain's in like a million fucking places, but I'm gonna check my shit. So hopefully, it should be my friend. If he's so, I should All right, yeah. Well, I think he's probably my friend then. Then I'm going to send him a message and whatever. If not, tell him to hit me up. If for some reason he doesn't hear from me, tell him to hit me up and we can make some things pop. I'm telling you, make some badass shit because my dog Cracker B, he's on that beat. Dog, you went to school for that shit. We pumping them out, I'm telling you. We making it happen. All right, cool, man. Well, I appreciate talking to you. I'm about to get out here and smoke some weed and kick it. And, yeah.
All right, homie.
All right. Take it easy. Juggalo Radio Radio. Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll holler at you.
Peace, bud. All right, y'all, let's go to another. All right, so let's come into a track here. I say we go with, how about some good old, other good old homies of mine from fucking up in Rhode Island, Outland Camp. We don't pronounce the R's. There we go.
Yara boy. New England. East Coast Sis Movement. What the fuck is up? Yara, yara, yara. Every day I witness like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holla at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling. Trying to find you women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Who is the track that's big P crack from the Outland Camp? Back on that shit. Super retarded dude who dumb. I'ma show y'all just where I'm from. Massachusetts right by the ocean. Do our own thing. Get slow motion. Drink that potion. Pour it up. Charlie Branch's purple tuck. Feet laid back from the window crack. And I lean up in my ride. I turn the volume up and then I open the door and then I hop up out the side. I can't lie. I go ride the whip. Up and down the strip as you feeling that shit. Go fucking crazy. Shaking, dressing,
every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holla at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling. Trying to find you women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
I roll up to the party, stinking like tequila. One thing on my cranium is leaving with Senorita Bonita Latina Chica. I need you for the weekend. Got 2 cents back to biz, and your friends know what it is. And you know they're invited too. Cause once I'm on two, there's no telling what we gonna do. Let's start in the pool, oh, and then move into the study. Your girl shit ass ugly, have her sit back and study.
I'm walking through one-on-one space, running up front, but I caught 20 on the car, crack, then the dust gets freaked, I'm the best one to sit in the distance. I'm talking about the city, it's wiggly, wiggly, we don't have eyes like a doo-doo, dumb like a half-ring tie, don't pop the car, or even in drive, close drive, which streets, but inside. In the states where we live, a hot control, I'm heading, pimping, and take right down, pick you up when I'm drinking on my drink, when I set up lane with a call for
the variety
total, building total run. Every day in the legs, aren't popping off, pop, rock, sexy, and hip-hop. We don't stop, keep popping my stock, get blocked like most of those hands off my flip-flop.
Every day I live is like a party. Catch me at the club trying to holla at somebody. Nah, just kidding. You can catch me at the bar straight chilling. Trying to find two women to bring back to my apartment. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us. We don't pronounce our R's. Colorful like crayons, it ain't hard to see us.
Ghost riding the whip in winter conditions. Candy flipping, canary yellow paint dripping.
Drake, drip it, drip down.
Big jackets and gloves, though. Relaxing on 24s, I'm working on second dough. We rolling into the party. Hoes be getting a little bit rowdy, showing off their bodies. No, they can find me in that rag top. But whenever that sun be coming around, I'm steadily hitting switches. So we rolling rag, but down. We like how that sounds. The way that we running everything from the six to downtown. Got white butterflies in the orange kangaroo. Sun, green, Superman, nearly anything to choose from. Listen up, I do dumb. Might be dang, flavors like that nice remain. I ain't playing, y'all I saying? Understand, saying the game. I'm too dumb. Might be dang.
gang, flavored like that ice cream man. I ain't playing, y'all not saying, understand, saying the game. Everywhere y'all live is like a party.
Put your mother in the straight jacket, you punk ass white boy. Come in, tell me if I fuck you in your ass, you punk. You faggot. You can't touch me, you're not man enough. I'll eat your ass on the lobby, bitch. Fuck you, you hoe. Come and say in my face, I'll fuck you ass for everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You're not man enough to fuck with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white pussy. Scared of the real man. I'll fuck you till you love me, faggot.
I next. Let's go with like a newer track from my boy Ghetto G. This is featuring Busta B, of course. This is No Justice, No Peace.
Here, take the remote.
Also,
men, what the hell do you want to watch?
Know, more about gel coat.
When the fourth round.
You want to watch?
Don't you call in them?
Sure.
You want to watch?
More importantly, he knew what he was talking about.
Whatever the hell that is.
Well, doesn't it look good already? Okay.
Jumbo Scampi. For limited.
Go to Red Lobster.
Oh, man, pick something.
How the hell am I supposed to
What the fuck?
You know what, man? Let's just see what's going on in the world.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he...
Damn. Instantly, hundreds gathered, angered and saddened by what they call a complete overreaction by the officer. Now a family is demanding answers.
I gotta say something.
Justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Regardless of skin color, if you're human, you're my brother. We go through enough shit dealing with each other. Now we got people hiding behind the mask like a coward. Play with the power of love, overcome the love of power. Your badges are a prop, and y'all human like me. Who cares if you're a cop? Let's lock you up and throw away the key. Taking men with that goodbye, leaving families left to cry. When you see them blue and red, it's the devil in disguise. They claim to fight for peace, wanna win the war on drugs. But it seems like the police are the world's biggest thugs. When a cop goes down to duty, they make it a big deal. But all I hear is excuses when it's a cop that kills. You're leaving families suffer while you get suspended with pay. Supposed to lead by examples, what does your action portray? Let's see where that ass gets you when it's time to meet your creator. So take us groom comes around. Sooner or later,
yeah. No justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
Everyone listen up, I'ma say this. You're going up 911, it's just useless. They treat us like a gang, got no love for a cop. Oh, this abuse of power, when will it stop? Cops have no honor, they don't follow no code. Beating up innocent women on the road. They got no remorse, killing our pets for no reason. Be getting away with murder, committing treason. Taking away our friends, where's the justice in that? Karma's a bitch pig, yeah, tit for tat. This is America, we exercise our rights. But officers beating homosexuals ain't alright. Aren't you to help? Aren't you here to enforce the law? Your mouth speaks lies, take your tongue like Mary Shaw. Can't stand the corrupt government or police. The struggle will never end, there will never be peace.
If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us let the struggle go. If there's no justice, there won't be peace. We'll let the struggle go on. Let the struggle go. Watch us make the struggle go.
And we are back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Obviously, there's no peace.
Yeah, man. And we actually had to call her.
Oh, yeah? Where'd they go?
smoke some weed and to fuck with the track that he's working on.
And who was that?
Omega of Oakland County.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, man, I sent him a friend. I don't know if it went to him or you, but a friend suggestion because he asked who I'd like to see him work with. I mentioned you.
Yeah, you always mention me to people. Nobody ever hits me up though.
Well, if he don't hit you up, then just hit him up. He want me to tell you that.
Like, like you told Malachi my name and he's completely ignored it.
Yeah, well, Malachi is off in another world.
Well, I'm not saying I want to work with that guy, but I'm just saying you mentioned my name and he just looked past it.
Yeah, man, Omega's definitely got some dope shit up in the works. I mean, at the moment he's working on a track that he's doing with Isham.
How did he manage that?
I don't know. But it's definitely dope.
Nobody works with Isham.
Let's see. He did a track, and of course, he did that track with Jelly Roll. He did a track with Sally Cell.
Who the hell is that?
You don't know who Sally Cell is?
No idea who that is.
Let's see, Sally Cell. From, man, it sounds like an old ass fucking rapper, man, like back from the 90s and shit.
What was the name of the group?
Let's see. Actually, it was really no group, it was just him. He's worked with the likes of E-40 and Be Legit.
Man, I ain't never heard this name in my life.
Let's see. There we go. Hey, what's going on, Omega? Welcome back, man.
Yeah, I hear y'all talking about y'all never heard of me, man.
No, not you. The person you worked with.
Sally Cell. Let's get down.
Yeah.
Sally Cell. Get out of here, man. I'm about to leave you crazy. Ain't no Sally Cell up in the background. What? Yeah, exactly. No, I just put the phone down and I was like kicking it, listening for a minute. And he was like, "Oh, I ain't heard this cat. I just had to call back." Oh my god, damn.
Yeah, get him, man. This is Omega. Just so you know. You haven't figured out yet.
I kind of figured that.
turn that computer off because I can hear me and this is like in delayed shit. I can't do that. Anyways. What's up, Ghetto? I'm sorry.
What's going on, man?
Shit, nah, man. I'm just kicking it with y'all and kicking it with your homie first. And then he was saying that I needed to holler at you and whatever.
He goes he first, just, yeah, because that's like how it works.
That's how it works. But, I was just telling the people that I worked with and stuff. And Sally Cell, I mean, I don't know. I'm probably older than y'all. I don't know. But I was born in 1983. I'm an old cat. But whatever. I'll still be putting it down. I look like 25, but that has
only about 3 years.
But, Sally Cell, he got that Let's Get Down song and, I don't know. He worked with E-40.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with him. I never actually heard anything, so that's why I'm a little lost on who the guy is.
Yeah, but whatever. That ain't, I worked with Isham, Mastermind, Dice, the neighborhood shit talker. Damn, I'm having deja vu right now for some fucked up reason. I don't know why that is, but just thought I'd let you know. And I got another fucking call, but... And it's my dog Cracker B. I wish I could put him on a three-way with y'all, man. I'm gonna reject it, but Man, I wish I could have a three-way call. That'd be like the best episode y'all had here in a minute, because he's even crazier than me. But, yeah, no. No, I just, I was just trying to make some shit happen. Your boy was talking, and, yeah, just thought that maybe you could throw down. I mean, I could bust a verse right now, and you could see what I'm talking about. I mean, that's what type of shit. If you never heard my shit, I don't know if y'all heard.
No, I heard a track or two before.
Well, yeah, we got some, I mean, I got some solo shit, my group shit, Oakland County, and we got songs with local artists, because I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. I live in Pontiac, I'm from Detroit, but, you know, that's the type of music I grew up with, I'm sure. Where y'all from? Y'all got your local peoples and shit that you...
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, see, I don't know anybody from Pittsburgh or, you know, that type of scene, so I couldn't...
There's really nobody that big that was from out this way. Closest be like Philly and be Whitney Payton, you could probably know of.
And Wiz Khalifa.
Well, He doesn't really count. He fucking sucks.
Yeah, well, I mean, I bring his shit. I put my heart and soul in this shit. I got, like, you know, Dice the Neighborhood Shit Talker from Real Life Productions. If y'all psychopathic, y'all got to know their rivals, Esham and all them. You know, they was cool for a minute, but then all that drama.
Yeah, so when's that Esham track coming?
Very soon. I could almost bust part of it on the radio, but I don't. Or on the phone, but it would sound like shit, and I don't even want to put it out like that because I haven't put everything together with the beat and vocals and blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't want to put out a half-assed product for the fans to hear something that
I sure hope.
Finally
I sure
done.
Hope at least Esham, you know, gives a good verse because, you know, sometimes...
Do you want me to tell you the truth? I'll tell you right now. It sucks my ass. But I put it on there because it's
damn.
My fucking shit. Because me and my homeboy Cracker B going to kill him on it. It was the worst. I'm serious, dude. I grew up, that was my favorite fucking rapper. He gave me some bullshit. All right, damn. I put it out there like that. And he can come at me and I'll fucking whatever it is. Mastermind, on the other hand, that's a straight up hard working motherfucker. Every shit. I got 5 songs with Mastermind. Everything that he has gave me is straight up fucking OG heart. He put his heart and soul into it one day and then versus back and it's shit. Esham, I think he just thinks that he's that. See, I don't even want to go there.
Well, it's your song, man. I mean,
I know it is. I like it. It's a straight verse, but from what I like, the reason that I wanted Esham on my song was, you know, growing up listening to Death Flower. All that fucking crazy ass shit, closed casket and shit like that,
yep.
You know. That's it. Whatever. He lost a touch. He can come diss a song about me. Maybe it'll give me some popularity. But then I'll fucking get on the next song and go to work with him. Obviously, you know, whatever. I don't even want to get into that. I'm
and
disappointed,
actually,
but it's tight.
Actually,
my song is tight because... My verse is hard as hell. My boy Cracker Beast's verse is hard as hell. And Mastermind's verse, but personally, it sounded like he sent me some bullshit. Like, he just, like, did it, like, oh, okay. And it's like, I don't have respect for that, but.
Well, hopefully you ain't paying a lot of money for these verses.
No, but I know Mastermind like that, so it was kind of like a favor. So, but whatever. I mean. Damn, I can't even believe I said that shit, but I guess that's the way it is. So when people hear my verse, then they'll just know. Because that I just killed Esham on period.
And actually, gentlemen, another artist that, you know, you can say he's pretty well known from Pittsburgh, Mac Miller.
Man, that guy just sucks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nothing good about that guy.
Damn, I'm about to look through my shit, and I'm about to give you a sneak peek if I can fucking find it. Sneak peek. Man, I got a buzz. I don't give a fuck.
Preview. We'll just say preview.
A preview of virgin pussy. No, a preview of this fucking track that we fucking working on. This underground shit. My computer's acting fucking nutty. Like a nutty buddy. God damn.
Like a slut thong.
Dude, I just had a MacBook. I had that bitch for a fucking year.
In a MacBook?
Shit. Or a MacBook Pro.
Oh, I thought you were doing homework.
Yeah, I ain't doing no homework. I'm doing homework on my hits I'm about to take. No, I'm doing it. It was a MacBook. That's what half my songs were on that motherfucker, because that bitch was so tight, and that took a shit on me 7 days before the fucking warranty came up. I paid 300 bones for the warranty, and then they're like, oh. But I couldn't get there enough in time. Man, whatever. That's another story. MacBook fucked me over because it's a badass computer, but it doesn't didn't work for that long for me. I'm going to try to find this Eshan song for you to show you what the fuck I'm talking about, Dan. Y'all about to get some unreleased shit if I can find what the fuck I'm trying to do here. And I do have, like, a buzz, so y'all about to get to, like, yeah, whatever. You better get.
Well, while we wait, we can listen to another song or something.
All right. Yeah, do that. Do that.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's see what we can play here. How about we go with some brand new riffs, since, you know, we didn't finish the premiere last night.
Go for it.
All right, so here we go. Riffs featuring Guilty Fair Person, Trade of Truth, Living a Dream.
Goddamn, living it up, ain't you? All this designer shit, man, you know what I mean? Goddamn, you living the dream, bro.
My shades more expensive than your J's. My chain indicates that I'm paid. My ladies say it's time to get engaged. She say I go on tour and misbehave. Our bills are never laid on the stage, rocking like I'm Jimmy Page. But fuck swag, I ain't dressing up like getting played. Trying to snap on every track like Eminem or Renegade. If you ain't heard of me, then you been living in a cave. Or sitting in the grave, or listening to Drake. Any minute the shit is disintegrate. This music business is fishy like penetrating. The bitch you getting paid, wanted on the streets like I went to prison in a cave. Fuck the police, these authority figures get disobeyed. In the broad day, bullets be grazing and ricochet. No games, only participating in pistol play. I'm rapping, I should be cracking the side of a creme brulee. It's like I've been against a cage, fighting in the MMA. If I ever gave them money, it's funny. People think I got stupid cash. If they only knew the half, hoping I got loot to last. Meet in June and the April, afraid to go and do the math. Covering my emotions, hope they don't see through the mask. From the outside, looking in is different, looking through the glass. Me and Tech ain't Burns and Rick, me and Wolf ain't Snoop and Daz. Cause the truth is that this music crap is difficult to grasp. That's why you never see me going interviews and bash. Other rappers, I'm not the dude booing while you with back. Cause I still got a pill problem, my dollar bill still got a film on. I'm feeling like some loser trash. Responding to Twitter mentions, groupies getting too attached. Homies clueless asking questions when they sending you a plaque. Explaining our budget's worth recouping and how I'm stressing. Cause I never see a check from selling 50,000 records. What it is, what it is.
I was stressing. Why the fuck I'm living life somewhere lost in a thousand twists. Every blessing got me grateful, but these haters got me hateful. So I take it till I'm permanently rested. But they don't see that. All they see is the fact that I'm a trip. Fuck up my rhythm, kick it and dive inside they woman lips. Yeah, this whip I ride is nice, but why you worry about the price? What about the days I walk and hustle just to throw off the nights? And that's for real. Why are they acting like they was on side of me? They don't remember when everyone lied to me, left me alone, and that was cool back then. But then they looking, they acting like they was the one that was doing it, telling me they was my people. They thought they had me fooled back then.
when I drink. No, not today, I'm living for me. No opinion got me in shackles, shit, I'm living life free. And everything seemed to be a dream. I tried to tell them wake up, but instead they rather hate me getting kicked up.
And we're back.
What up?
It. I gotta say, that's definitely a dope track from Rick. So, you know, for those who have not gotten the new album yet, Next to Nothing, I just recommend getting it.
It would have been a whole lot better if that last guy wasn't on there.
Yeah, Ghetto Fair Person.
Whoa. What the fuck was that?
Dodo.
You probably should have killed himself, but yeah.
Like, does this CD have any, like, exciting songs? These are all mellow songs that you played.
So far, yeah, it's all mellow. I mean, let's see, track listing. It's like I said, you know, next track is going to feature Mike Posner and B.O.B., which is called In My Zone, and then you got a track called...
Man, that's
called,
just going to be another singing song.
And then you got a track that's called Call 911.
That has potential.
Got another one that's called Basket Case. Then you got, of course, Prophet, which we...
Y'all there? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Is anybody really here?
Probably not. Y'all in Twilight Zone. But I was about to play Eshan's verse for you. You probably ain't going to be able to hear it. I got this fucking computer. I ain't got it pumped. I'm in my girl's house. I got my laptop. So you probably ain't going to be able to hear it that good. But, yeah, damn. Now I got to cut y'all off because I'm hearing fucking echo on my shit. I got to do some things here. Actually, I'm going to just go like this. I turned y'all off for a second, but I'll hit y'all in a minute because I'm hearing delayed up shit up on this motherfucker.
We can still hear you.
What?
I said we can still hear you.
Oh, good. I think he meant online. You know,
that doesn't even matter.
I think I'm giving y'all too much time, man. Shit, y'all ain't even here. I'm going to put the phone up to the... Oh, you can't hear that shit. You can't hear my verse. My shit will kill Eshan. So I'm telling you right now. You don't even know. I'm about to play Eshan. I'm about to stick the phone up to my laptop, and I'm going to check back to see if it sounds right, because I don't want you to hear a bunch of fucking garbage. But if you can hear it, then yeah. If not, then whatever. Shit. All
right.
Can you hear that? I know. That's the end of the verse, but actually, you don't even, if you heard it, if it's not even, if you we could even hear it, there's so much production we put into it. If we showed you the original version, you'd fucking few. But, yeah.
From what we heard, it didn't sound too great, no.
Yeah, no.
What's that? I mean, I thought it sounds all right. We did all that production, all the, I don't know, you probably couldn't hear from the fucking, my goddamn piece of shit laptop that I got right now on me. But, whatever. That was Eshan's verse. I ain't gonna get in the whole song. We about to drop it, but, yeah.
You must be over there dancing like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what the fuck he, what the fuck? That wasn't even the name of the song, dog. The name of the song is Worldwide Insane Asylum. It's like talking about the world's going crazy.
Well, there you go. He's fucking nuts, so he's dancing like Justin Bieber.
No, he said, you know who? I think he's talking about Doc Hollywood Hustle in the fucking song. He's dissing somebody. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. He's dissing somebody saying, yeah, you might as well be jumping around like dusting around, whatever the fuck he said, like Justin Bieber, you acting like a diva, da 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 da. He's talking shit about somebody, but I don't know who. But that wasn't the name of the song, because Mastermind hit me up. He said, hey, you want to get on a song with me? And I said, all right, yeah, and then he sent me that shit. I'm like, all right, well, I got to make magic out of it, so what the fuck? I mean, that's unreleased shit, whatever, it ain't all like that. If you heard Fuck Everybody, if y'all heard Fuck Everybody, the CD, or y'all don't get down with Eshan like that. I mean, I know Juggalos and Eshan usually don't like each other, but whatever.
I mean, you know, fucking Eshan's definitely a dope artist. I mean, you know, honestly, we don't really care, like, if other jugglers, you know, are beefing with him or hate him for some fucking reason, maybe, you know, we don't usually really care about that. I mean, you know, Eshan's definitely a dope artist. I'm not sure if he's put out, like, any new albums yet or not, because I haven't really followed him that much in a good long while.
Man, the last album I bought was that Reanimation CD, and it would just suck.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, it sucked more than my dick, because I could freestyle better CD than that. The last CD that
I was rather
disappointed.
Man,
I've been rather this dude. I used to be the biggest Eshan fan. I'm fucking. I mean, I'm 31 years old. Eshan's like 40 some year old. Whatever old. I don't know what the fuck he is, but Dead Flowers was my favorite album. That was the first song I heard. I was in probably 6th grade, 1985, heard that shit, I'm like, that shit was the bomb. I never heard a better CD in my life at that time. I'm like, that had me hooked. And Bruce Wayne, Gotham City, 1987, I love that CD. Actually, I like Closed Casket, too. I like a lot of his CDs, but a lot of shit I don't like, too. So, newer shit I don't like. Whatever, I mean, this ain't the what I like session of the whatever show, but maybe it will be. Joking.
I mean, there again,
I'm
looking at the fucking track listing for Eshan's album that came out in 2012, Venus Flytrap LP, and he's got two tracks up on there that are practically the same fucking thing: Wolfsbane and Monkshood, man. They're both the same thing, so I'm guessing you couldn't come up with a better title for one of them.
So, you know, I think he gave up, personally. He just comes out the same shit, like, he thinks he's going to sell, because whatever, you know? Like, whatever, because I'm Eshan. I show up with my dick in my hand, and then people going to buy my CD. So, whatever. I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles on that situation. But the shit, you heard the dope part, because all that, all the effects, we was doing that to make the shit. If you heard the shit that he sent us, it was a fucking disappointment for me. Because you don't even want to hear my verse, and I'm buzzed, and my verse was fucking like on fire. The song was called Worldwide Insane Asylum. It's talking about, like, the world is crazy. I mean, Worldwide Insane Asylum. How tight of a fucking song name is that? I mean, give me a fucking break, shit. it wasn't talking about Justin Bieber and all this other shit. So, I don't know. Guess that's just was his own prerogative to do that.
Yeah, certain, definitely.
So what else y'all going over there? Your homeboy want to fuck with me and get on a rhyme? Do I got to bust a rhyme on the fucking radio or something for the for him to see what was popping? And I'm kind of crunked than a motherfucker, I'll tell you that right now.
I don't get ghetto man, so what do you think, man?
What happened?
Smoking trees, man. No, I was just asking your boy if he just wanted to get down or something. It might be a privilege we fucking with whoever, I mean, you know. Got full production over here at Downstairs Breakfast. And we drink beer and get fucked up and do all types of drugs.
Well, at this point in time, I ain't really doing anything, so that's probably a no-go for right now.
So you ain't doing... Are you fucking serious? What do you mean you ain't doing nothing?
I haven't made a fucking song in fucking months, but...
Oh, what you're doing is acting like you was doing things and shit like that. I thought...
No, man, I'm just too good for you. No, I'm kidding.
That'll be funny, because I battle you on the phone right now. I come up with one rap and blow your mind. Shit. I mean, that's not even... All right, whatever. Y'all don't be fooling on me, because I ain't... That's not cool.
Drugs are bad, okay?
What's that?
I said drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah, right. Tell my doctor...
It's got quiet up on here.
What's that? Sorry, I got a text message.
Things just got awkward. Play a song.
Oh, you know, we could definitely play this track right here. So that way, Ghetto Catch, you get listening for this one. So here we go with Omega featuring Cracker B, Sally Sell, Click Full of Truth.
All right. After this song, you going to want to work with me. So come on, play that shit.
Hey, what up, it's Yubi. Y'all motherfuckers ready for some gangster shit? Well, let's take a ride with Click Full of Truths by Oakland County, featuring one of the Bay Area's hard hitters, Selly Cell. Let's get it.
We triumphing over everything. This is just the beginning. When we finish giving it to you loud, I guarantee that you be vibing. Talking about the weebie job, I just wanna rock the block. When I say the truth, I'm driving, watching out for cops and lying. I ain't trying to give them a reason. Send me back to jail, pleading guilty. See justice be guilty. Sit there and watch them die, bleeding, die, bleeding, die, bleeding.
What you wanna do?
They know I'm sick when I ride with my click. Looking for a bad bitch, she can ride on my dick. Hitting corners like a Chevy with some juice in it. She spread a leg so a nigga got loose in it. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. Told her bring a friend, switch him up and I'm done. Send them on the block with some drink in the Glock. Keep one in the chamber, that'll make your heart stop. First you hear it pop, you see the body drop. I hear them yelling and screaming, they begging for me to stop. Bop, 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 bop. I'm the nigga making it hot on the block. I'm hitting the spot, the streets are crawling with cops. Like Nino, I'm on top of the tank. Wanna bring me down on top of fucking the brand. So I'm getting all you clowns. You wanna find me, you know that I'm paying dues. And I ride through the streets with a click full of truths.
What you wanna do, man? What you wanna do?
Before you
open your mouth, you better know what you're talking about. I live and I die by the music that we putting out. Just take the northern route, I'll show you what I'm all about. Oakland County, Sully Cell, hitting hard without a doubt. Man, it's a new age, time to get paid. I always say what I mean, and I mean what I say. This is the day we reign upon the plains as I focus in the midbrain. To change everything, mentally meddling, and I'll never be settling. A lyrical felony, but you don't know the recipe. It's within me and my homie Cracker Bell. Embedded in our DNA, you can't fight destiny. Won't get the best of me, I'm battle tested in the street. Riding down the block with a Louisville behind the seat.
Behind
so
the seat,
beat, get the fuck up out my way. Cause time is money and it's time to fill the bank, bitch.
What you wanna do, man? What you wanna do?
I wanna ride through the street in my job as
It's Gottimus, and you can check out Oakland County at ReverbNation.com/Oakland County. Do it.
And we're back.
Do it. Check that shit out.
Ghetto Man, what you think?
It was a good song. Kudos.
Hey, I got many fire songs on. I mean, that's just songs. I got, like, solo songs and all that type shit, but whatever. But anyways, yeah, I'm probably about to get up off this motherfucker. I just had to call back to kick it with your homeboy because he was like, who the fuck Oakland County motherfucker, Omega, blah, blah, blah. Kind of.
Are we still on that? I wasn't even talking about you.
well, whatever. It's all good. But you can get down with us if you would like, and, yeah. We got tight beats and all types of shit like that, trust me. Just trying to make it happen for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So. So when was the last time you made a song?
Ghetto, then that was you, Ghetto?
Was that a question? What happened?
Yeah, what's the last, when's the last time you made a song? He's like, I don't really
like 4 months ago.
Oh, well, all right then. Well, that was the first thing you said. You said, oh, I ain't made a song in a while and all that, so I'm curious.
I'm just lazy with it.
Well, shit. Don't get lazy with it. Get crazy with it, so.
Why not both?
Exactly, I mean I got the connection with all them type of artists, but whatever, I mean, if you want to get a song on with them people, but whoever, you know, Hobson, fuck with Dayton, no.
There you go. What, Dayton Family, there you go.
Yeah, Dayton Family, Shoestring, Bootleg, I don't know. Whoever. Thanks. Yeah, well, T.I., that'd be too much. That'd probably be a song with us. T.I., we'd probably do.
I don't think that would work out very well.
Well, it would work out for us, because, fuck, but. Oh. Whatever. Holla at me. You got my shit, so, I mean. All right,
man.
If not. All right, Juggalo Rider Radio. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for talking.
They got the name right.
Boy.
Yes.
Yes. Always. I'm slightly retarded, not. But Omega of Oakland County in this bitch. Y'all have a good night.
You
too, man.
Peace.
All right.
So, Ghetto Man, what'd you think of fucking Takeover tonight?
It was good.
Yeah, man. PJ Parker didn't even have a chance to fucking get into the match.
Yeah, what the hell was that? Dude came out, his little move, boom. Okay.
Hell yeah, bud. I gotta say, that was definitely a dope fucking move that he pulled on PJ Parker.
Yeah. I really wish for $9.99 they would fucking fix their shit.
Yeah, seriously.
I kept fucking freezing and I had to keep stopping it and shit.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was just like, wait, why is it freezing?
So I love how they signed that that guy from Japan, and then changed his name to something nobody's ever gonna remember.
Hito.
Well, the fucking last name is.
But yeah. But man, that dude fucking whooped ass though, man. Fucking, he took out both the Ascension.
Yeah, we're in a bad mood. Well, no shit, man.
Yeah, you lost your title to fucking Sin Cara. And
yeah,
Rey Mysterio
Sin Cara. Let that sink in.
I'm like, damn, what the fuck were they thinking? Having to lose to Sin Cara.
I really was not expecting them to win.
Man, I wasn't either.
Not at all.
Yeah, man, that was a fucking bitch move from fucking Adrian Neville, though, man. Fucking motherfucking.
Well, before that move, what the fuck did he grab his hand for? Why didn't he just break the submission hold?
I don't know.
Well, seriously, why would you sit there and just grab his hand when you could just break up the submission hold and that be that?
Yeah, man. I mean, come on, fucking. Sami Zayn fucking broke it up. He didn't grab the dude's hand.
Wow, dude, look at this glitch. I'm stuck inside of the piece of the board.
Must be playing Prototype.
No, but I'm stuck in the port I tried to jump on. How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know. Man, there's so many fucking glitches in this game. It's not even funny.
I never had that many glitches in that, but this here, I'm stuck in the fucking the piece of the land.
What the fuck you playing?
I'm trying to finish out this Prince of Persia game, just to finish it.
Man, I thought you didn't like it.
I really don't, but I figure I ain't got nothing else to do. May as well beat it.
True. Yeah, man, fucking, I don't know, man, there's definitely glitches in fucking, Prototype, that I've noticed, because it's like, and, you know, like, a couple of glitches that I found in this game, it's like, you know, like, I'm behind a wall, where, you know, you shouldn't be able to shoot or kill anybody behind a wall, but yet, I'm able to take out my fucking soldiers and shit like that behind the fucking wall.
So did you watch that Fallout after that?
A little bit, yeah.
They were talking to the Neville at the end there, and the crowd was like, "You cheated!" It's like, I didn't cheat.
How the fuck did he cheat? It's no DQ, no count out.
Now, when did it become no DQ?
Fatal 4-way.
Any other Fatal 4-way match, there's DQ.
Nope.
Yeah, and then Triple Threat, we had this discussion before, and then Triple Threat was no DQ, and I wanted to know how that worked.
I don't know then. I mean, I just know that, like, there's, no DQ, and they're fucking saying he cheated. How the fuck did he cheat?
I don't know. Why is Sasha Banks so fine?
Man, that bitch is as sexy as all hell.
What are you going to do, cry and call your daddy?
That was one of the best things that she said in a good long while.
That's good stuff.
Hell yeah. Of course you had,
I want to see her win the title off of her.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, there again, I kind of thought fucking Bayley, was going to win. I mean, she came close quite a few times.
I thought Sami Zayn was going to win.
Yeah, until fucking, according to, and we'll see it the way other people are seeing it, until Adrian Neville cheated and pulled the ref out.
Well, technically that is a pretty much cheap move.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's all legal in a match like that.
I don't know. At least Tyson Kidd didn't win. That's all that matters.
Hell yeah, bud.
Fact.
Fact. He lost.
Dude, it was funny as hell whenever they set up that match. And what did it say? Uggo. Hobbit. Natty's husband.
Yeah, that's how it went. Oh, man. But yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what, you know, Kenta could do in the point in a few other matches. I mean, yeah, dude got fucking praised from fucking an old motherfucker like Hulk Hogan, but still.
Why the hell did they have that guy come out talking in fucking Japanese and shit? Nobody knows what the fuck he's saying.
I don't know. That's a good question.
And then he said, dream come true. Like, that's the only thing I understood you said.
Yeah, I don't know why anything would even decided to do that for.
Way to go, William Regal.
Yeah. Fair enough, you know. I mean, for fuck's sake, we were unable to understand fucking Sin Cara and the other dude perfectly well.
Yeah, what the hell? Why did they have Sin Cara talk? I mean, Hunico talk.
I don't know. They
he
weren't
didn't
thinking.
Even sound Mexican.
Hell nah. He sounded, I don't know what the fuck he sounded like. He sounded American.
Yeah.
They obviously weren't thinking with that one.
And then the rest of the time he's just speaking in fucking Spanish.
Yeah, seriously. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Yeah, man, like, and then that fucking Mojo Rawley won.
He didn't win.
Oh, no, I'm saying, you know, that match.
Yeah, they came out, got punched a few times, got headbutted in the gut, and lost.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck was that bullshit?
Like, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming and losing. Yeah. Wait, so the Ascension was on fucking main event?
Yeah, I just watched that this morning or whatever. I was like, what? How they were talking during the match tonight. Like, they never fought a team like this. They were just on main event fighting Los Matadors. Or whatever the fuck.
If there had been a match like that.
Yeah. And then they were fighting High Flyers on that.
Well, I don't think you can count fucking Hunico and fucking Primo, not Hunico, fucking Primo and Epico as High Flyers.
Yes, they are.
Well, like I said, I don't think you can count them as that because of her. They suck.
And they weren't doing too bad. They were actually winning against them. But then they lost.
Yeah, they lost the Ascension.
Yeah.
About damn time. Fucking, you know, we actually got to see these guys on more than just the fucking NXT.
Well, they still haven't made it off the network yet.
Well, no. Well, hey, you know, still wouldn't mind seeing them on a fucking regular basis.
Well,
you know, like on a regular basis, you know, Raw, SmackDown.
Well, it's probably where they're going.
It is, you know, they lost the match to Unico. And
yeah, that was a big upset.
Yeah, it really was.
Lucha,
Lucha. The fuck is that bullshit? Lucha, Lucha.
The Lucha Dragons.
Yeah, really. Funny thing is, I guess
they're going to have a t-shirt soon, since they were wearing one tonight.
They already knew.
Oh, so it's already upper.
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah.
Stupid. I mean, folks think it's an absolutely horrible shirt. I mean, like I said, I mean, like I saw that shit on fucking WWE Shop. Just no.
Sounds like you're not a fan.
Not your team, but you know, their fucking gear just needs work. Seriously needs work.
All of it does.
Well, yeah, this is true too.
But no, it was a good event though. Good matches.
Yeah.
Maybe WWE should have some good matches.
I don't ever see that happening. If it did, it'd be a fucking miracle.
Yeah.
And you see, this is the fucking glitch I was talking about. Fucking, like, I'm behind the fucking fence. You know, like the fucking gate where, you know, you think you want to be actually being able to kill these motherfuckers through.
I'm killing
the motherfucking soldiers through it. And the fucking those like little orbs that you get from these motherfuckers. Just, you know, comes flying towards you.
Okay.
So yeah. So I'm guessing Angel decided to pull you tonight.
Yeah, where the hell is this dumbass? Cut me a frickin' break.
Yeah, seriously. It's like, the fuck? He didn't bother showing up.
Must have been another fight.
Probably. Even though he was online.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There you go. Nothing like running into death all over the ground.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's what I do in this game. We can just walk around death. Man, stop climbing up the fucking wall, you dumb shit.
You think that's a problem? Play this game. All you do is run on the fucking wall.
Yeah, I don't want to play that game. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, there's really not very many bad guys either.
I believe it.
It's basically just you going around with this chick collecting shit to help her and heal the land. And occasionally running the guys.
Damn. Yeah, that sounds like a terrible game.
I don't know. The things they say on here are kind of funny, but the game itself is not that entertaining.
I believe it.
How did you end up here? I lost my donkey.
Fuck. What are you, Shrek?
That's what happened on here, man. He lost his fucking donkey. He was out robbing tombs, and he put all the stuff that he had on the donkey, and then he lost his donkey.
Well, fucking donkey.
You would, you sick bastard.
And it's Angel's job.
How dare you attack Angel? He's not even here to defend himself.
He's never here.
See what happens when Facebook groups got you by the balls? They won't let you go and do other things.
Motherfucking helicopter, man. Below you, this guy. Yeah, you had major damage. You just died. Every single one of you in your motherfucking helicopter.
Okay, then. How come we always promote artists and listen to their music is one thing, but then we got to talk to them? It's just real weird.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Why are they always so fucked up? You can't understand what the hell's going on.
That's a very good question.
With every fucking person we talk to, not just one, all of them.
I mean, I don't understand if it was like twisted, because, you know, that's how they are.
No, I'm talking like, you know, these underground artists and shit, you know. These
yeah.
random nobodies. They're always out of their fucking minds.
This is very true. I don't know why they're like that, but they are. Damn it. Let me go fucking behind this dude so I can turn into him.
So did you enjoy that chant whenever Sasha Banks came out? Sasha's ratchet. No, she isn't.
Man, that was fucking awesome.
In the pre-show, she was bitching about how she doesn't have any merchandise. Is there merchandise there now?
Yeah, and that's the fucking and that's her merchandise right there.
What, that T-shirt?
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to wear that T-shirt that says, I'm not ratchet?
Sasha Banks.
Come on, who the hell wants to buy that T-shirt, for real?
I don't know, but apparently Sasha Banks would, though.
And that shit with that rabbit is getting ridiculous.
It really is.
They tried to catch it on Main Event.
What the fuck were they thinking?
They put a carrot, dangled it from the ceiling, and then they tried to throw a net on it.
What the fuck?
I have no idea, man.
What the fuck?
But apparently, Titus O'Neil, man, he sent out a tweet talking about how the NXT people stole his TV time, and then Neville said. I'm not going anywhere. Come down to NXT, man. Come prove yourself. Go ahead, Titus. Go to NXT.
Oh, man. I could just kill these motherfuckers with a fucking car. Just toss it at them, and they're dead. But I need to heal, so I'm gonna go steal somebody.
I'm gonna go steal somebody.
Yep. The best thing is I get his gun as well.
Man, them guns on there are weak, man. Rather just throw the fucking cars and shit.
Yeah,
or consume them.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot easier. Although the guns have auto aim, so that's pretty good.
Oh yeah.
Well, kind of. If you just move, it just shoots them people though. So close enough.
Seriously. And I love how, like, you know, these motherfuckers are trying to look for you and shit, and you're right there.
Yeah, it's always fun.
They don't realize you're there because you're disguised as one of them.
Yeah, you're standing right next to them. So.
Man, the fact that I just fell and landed on the ground fucking set the whole fucking thing off for them to come chase me.
Yeah, I've had that before, yeah. Which is retarded.
Yeah, seriously.
Acting like nobody else jumps off a building onto the ground like that.
Yeah. But I did find a way of actually, you know, getting killing these motherfuckers so much easier without actually setting shit off.
And how's that?
I just keep jumping on the cars, and you know they just try to gather around the car that I'm jumping on, and then it explodes and it kills them.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, man. They just gather around me. They're like, yo, I got over here. This is me jumping around, and they all fucking die from an explosion. And the best thing is I get to collect all these fucking orbs.
On a what?
Like, all those fucking orbs they have to collect and shit, and, you know, they fucking die.
Yeah. You got something like that on this game, too. Except they're called light seeds.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, at first you had to collect them to get all the different powers, but now that you have all the powers, and they're still there, and if you collect all the way up to 1001, you can get all the trophies for them. But ain't no way I'm going around this fucking game collecting 1,000 of those fucking days. I didn't even want to collect 540 of them.
Man, I got a fucking trophy for fucking killing innocent people.
See? We should always get trophies like that.
Yeah, seriously. That's right, dumb motherfuckers. Gather around, and I will kill you all. The power of me jumping. Just me jumping. It's sad how you can just kill these motherfuckers just by jumping.
They do make it very easy to kill people.
They really do. They need to stop that. Make it harder.
That's what she said.
There we go. Got more of them just fucking gathering around. But I need to kill them because of the fact they're stupid. They didn't actually gather around me.
Gathered around, children.
Yeah, so I can kill you all.
You know who that guy that we were talking to tonight reminded me of?
Who?
Mumbles.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's the way he was talking, man.
Don't forget, he was also kind of drunk and buzzed.
Well, how do you explain mumbles?
And nobody can explain mumbles. I don't think you can. If you could, that'd be a fucking miracle in itself. But no, you can't.
Well,
but I mean, it's kind of like trying, you know, that's kind of like trying to fucking explain. Motherfucker, I just fell through the fucking roof.
Dumbass.
You see, now that's, you know, that's another thing that, you know, they should do with these games, make it so that we can, you know, get you going to the fucking buildings.
Well, with this damn game, you go to a high point and you try to jump back down like every other game, and it won't let you. You die. Well, actually, you never really die on this game, but, you know, they just put you back up to where you were.
Let me see here. Trophy collection. It's funny because, like, I got the trophy I'm telling you about. I got without even being in a fucking mission. I'm just like, wait. Like, I wasn't expecting to get a trophy either. For it, but like, I think it was like Massacre or something like that.
Massacre.
Yeah. Like, I think that's what that was. One of the things that she's fucking ready, that she showed me my trophies. That fucking 90, it's at 9% now.
9%?
Yeah.
Wow, that's slow.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's because of the fact I'm playing a game.
That's usually when it loads pretty fast.
I don't know, my shit loads pretty fucking slow when I'm not, you know, when I'm playing a game. So I can't really check my trophies and let them off the game. Oh, motherfucker. I gotta check that shit on my, like, on the fucking PlayStation Network itself. PlayStation Network. I don't want the fucking store, bitches.
Yeah, bitches.
Alright, sign in. Sign in. That motherfucker.
What?
Wrong with Angel. Fucking faggot ass.
What about him?
I said, I was like, you're late. You're pulling a ghetto. He's like, my bad, was on the phone with a Gurk.
With a Gurk? What the fuck is that?
I think he meant fucking girl, but he put Gurk instead.
How do you fuck that up?
I don't know, but he did.
That was like on my phone. I was trying to type Madrox, and it put, like, Mildred.
What?
I was like, no, that's not what I want to say. What?
Damn. Emin, show me the trophy I got.
You don't have any trophies. That's why it's not showing.
I got trophies. I'm trying to figure which one of them was I got. All right, here we go. The Butcher. Kill 50 characters in 5 seconds.
Yeah, I got that one, too.
Let's see. First thread. Unlock the web of intrigue. Got it.
Yeah. Well, now you got to collect all of those.
Yeah, I know I do. That's the five.
I'm nowhere near that, so.
Let's see. I got one for evading 10 airstrikes or strike teams. I've destroyed at least 25 fucking strike teams.
You can get a trophy for never having one of those happen, never setting off an alarm.
Oh damn!
Good luck with that.
Yeah, seriously. That's all you do is set off an alarm in this damn game.
Well, you get a trophy if you don't.
Well, damn. I guess I'm out for that one.
Looks that way.
Because I go and set them off on purpose sometimes.
On purpose.
Yeah. I just set one off just by kicking a fucking car. Just for kicking a car, I set up this fucking alarm. At least I'm finally almost done with clicking those stupid fucking hint things. You need 50, you gotta collect 50 of them. So far, I've got 40 something. I think you get a trophy for that too.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Peace.